His reason is very simple, and most people don't think of it that way, but as you know, in the Polynesia or in the, most of the world, when you're addressed by people, you're addressed by your last name. So when he was bestowed the title Falo Malanga by his family, he wanted people to call him by Falo Malanga. He knew the Samoans would always call him Falo Malanga, but in the Palangi world, they would, unless the word Falo Malanga is put on the end as his last name, they would always then, address him as Hunkin, because it would have been Falo Malanga in the Hunkin. But that was not the way Falo Malanga wanted. So all throughout his career, as I said, he was addressed as Falo Malanga. And you can imagine the struggles that the non-Samoans, members of Congress, which is everybody else besides Falo Malanga, he was the only Samoan in Congress at the time, they were struggling so badly, trying to pronounce his last name, which in this case is Falo Malanga, but that didn't bother any. He wanted them to address him by his Maatai title.
Yeah.
I thought that was very deep, in the way he thought, and insisted on doing that.
He was a workaholic, it seems. I mean, I spent about a month with one of your co-workers, and he would be called in to at odd hours. And the man, never stopped thinking, and he never stopped working, it seems.
You're absolutely right, and you think of it, in terms of the time difference, between the East Coast and here, when the time changes, it either goes 6 hours or 7 hours, depending, which way the time changes. So Falo Malanga would, or any would, stay up in the office all night, 7 hours ahead, just to catch people here, at home back here in the district, when he wanted to talk to some of the leaders.